Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Earlier this evening, Carter Trent told her that he would go to Chicago and explain to his parents that he loved Peggy and intended to marry her, even if it meant giving up the Trent fortune. But Carter also made it clear that he didn't want to take a definite stand unless Peggy would promise to marry him, no matter what happened. Peggy, worried over Carter's impulsive sacrificing of his position and money for her sake, has asked him to give her more time to make up her mind. While Carter and Peggy have been talking on the porch, Mrs. Young is in the kitchen getting dinner, and Pepper is lounging by the window.
Did you hear the front door slam, Mom?
Yes, Pepper. Why?
I think Carter's gone and Peg's come in. I want to go talk to her if he has gone.
Oh, I don't think he's left yet. I hoped Carter would stay for dinner.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of think it's queer his leaving like that. Don't you, Mom?
I don't know, Pepper. I really don't know anything. I wish your father would come home. I'd feel so much more comfortable if I could talk this whole matter over with him.
Yeah, I bet he'll have plenty to tell us, too. Boy, do I want to hear the inside story of the great young K.O.
Well, I don't know as I want to hear that story.
Hey, Peggy.
Yes, Pepper.
Is Carter...
he's gone.
I thought I heard the front door slam. Mother was wondering if he was going to stay for dinner.
No, he's not going to stay for dinner. He's got to get back to the post.
I see. Well, that's how it is when you're in the Army. Hey, what's the matter, kid? You look kind of down.
Oh, Pepper, I am.
Why? Why should you be? I think you'd be on top of the world.
How can you say that? You know better, Pepper.
No, I mean it. Listen, if I had a guy like Carter willing to give up everything for me, boy, would I be treading on air.
But I don't want him to give up everything for me. Don't you understand, Pepper? I don't think that's right either. I don't know what's right. I'm so confused.
Sure. Sure you are, kid. I don't blame you. Well, it's a tough spot to be in. If he doesn't give up everything, you don't want to take on that kind of life. And if he does give up everything, you think you haven't got any right to ask him to do it. Gee, you're sort of caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, aren't you?
I guess so. I'm awfully tired.
Well, come on in and have some chow. It's all ready. And then maybe you'll feel better. What did you tell him to do, sis?
I didn't tell him to do anything, Pepper. I'm going to let him make the decision himself.
But you had to tell him something. He wouldn't go to Chicago. He said he wouldn't see his family unless you promised to keep on keeping company with him, or whatever you want to call it.
I couldn't tell him that, Pepper. I couldn't tell him that I'd become engaged to him again. I just couldn't.
Say, what do you mean you couldn't? You are engaged to him.
No, I'm not. I'm not really. I don't feel as if I were. I've taken off his ring.
You have? Oh, say, that's too bad. That's a swell ring. What did you do? Give it back to him?
No, I haven't given it back to him yet. I suppose I ought to, but I haven't quite yet.
Well, that's something.
Dinner's ready. Come on, eat your dinner, everybody.
We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message.
Wait a minute, Peggy. What do you mean you want to break your engagement like that? I mean, how can you do that to him now that he's willing to give up everything for you?
Pepper, somehow I just feel as if I mustn't let him do this. As if I'm stopping before it's too late.
But you can't stop a guy that's in love with you. I mean, he's nuts about you. I mean, he's completely that way about you. And gee, when you're that way about a girl, giving up just mere money doesn't mean anything. I mean, you want him, that's all.
I know, Pepper, but that's what I keep saying. How do I know he'll always feel that way? How do I know he won't regret it?
Well, he never did like it, did he? He just got through saying he never wanted to be a guy that was pointed out by other people as somebody's son.
Oh, I know that, but after all, his father and mother, he owes something to them. He really does, Pepper. I've tried to argue every side of it. I've tried to see their side, too. And they have a side, you know.
Yeah. I bet they have a black eye, too.
It isn't funny. It's really sort of sad, in a way.
Oh, sure, it's sad. A whole lot of things are sad in life, and one of the saddest is having about $20 million to give up. Boy, wouldn't I love to be sad like that.
No, I mean, it could be so perfect. The whole thing could be. If only it weren't for the way they feel and the way they ought to feel.
Oh, come on. Come and have some chow and stop talking in bunches. You're not making any sense at all.
Has Carter gone, dear?
Yes, he had to go back to the post.
Oh, that's too bad. We're having popovers. He's fond of popovers.
Peggy?
What did he decide to do about going to Chicago?
He's going, and he's going alone. I told him he ought to.
Mom, she's talking about breaking her engagement definitely now. She's talking about giving him back the ring.
Well, I'd have to give him back the ring if I decided not to marry him, wouldn't I?
Oh, now, Peggy, don't do anything hasty. Let's all wait till your father gets here. I have a feeling that when he gets here, everything will be all right.
Yeah, it'll be all right. He's the one who put everything on the blink with his being so handy with the Dukes.
No. Sit down, won't you, and eat your dinner. Peg, don't just stand there. You look kind of sad.
I feel sad, too. Oh, Mother, I feel as if all the lovely things I hoped for and dreamed about and believed I was going to have happen aren't going to happen now. But never mind.
Don't feel that way, Peggy. Of course they'll happen. Carter's very much in love with you. I never saw anyone so much in love. And I'm sure that this is going to do Carter good, too. I mean, having to give up so much, it's going to do a great deal for him. It's going to make him see another side of life and perhaps appreciate much better than any other thing in the world could do what it means to live simply, as he calls it.
Oh, I don't know, Mama. I don't know anything tonight.
Well, sit down, dear, and eat your dinner.
Oh, I'll go. Maybe that's Carter. Come back again.
Oh, no. That's not Carter.
Peggy, dear, how do you feel about the whole thing? I mean, how do you feel about him?
I don't think I'll ever stop loving Carter, no matter what I decide to do. No matter what I plan is the best thing for all of us.
Well, suppose you let him do a little planning, too, dear. And if he wants to relinquish this fortune, if that's his happiness, if he thinks his greatest happiness lies in doing that, then don't you think you ought to let him do it?
I don't know that either, Mama. All I know is that I've got to have some time. I'm not going to be rushed about this.
But I think the thing to do is to give Carter a chance to plan as well as you. You know, your tendency is to do all the planning and leave him out entirely.
Oh, I won't do that, Mama. I won't make that mistake, I hope. But I do think I ought to think very seriously before I let Carter give up all that money, that great fortune that he's coming to someday.
My stars, who's giving up a fortune?
Hello, Edie.
Oh, my lands, Peggy. I heard you saying that as I came in the door, and I couldn't help hearing it. I hope you don't mind. Oh, hello, Mrs. Young.
Hello, dear.
Peggy, don't tell me Carter's giving up some money. Don't tell me that you're going to make him do it. I mean, don't tell me.
I'm not telling you anything, Edie. Sit down, won't you?
But, Peggy, you've got to tell me something. I've come over to hear something. I want to know what's happened. I want to know what's going on around here. My stars, I've nearly gone out of my mind trying to decide what you were going to say to Carter when he got here and what Carter was going to say to you and all the rest of it. And here you just sit there and tell me to sit down as if nothing had happened.
Nothing has happened, Edie, except that I haven't made up my mind what I'm going to do yet.
Well, make it up then, for heaven's sakes. Carter's mad about you, isn't he?
Yes, I think he is.
Well, then there's nothing to it. I mean, what's the difference what his father and mother think? I bet they're all over it. I bet by this time they've been telephoning from Chicago. Haven't they telephoned him?
Yes, they've telephoned Carter.
And what did they say? I bet they wanted to make everything up. I bet they wanted him to come home and...
Yes, they do want him to come home, Edie.
See, I knew it. I could tell right away. He's the only son. He's the heir. He's the light of their lives. And of course they want him to come home, and they're willing to forgive everything and forget...
Edie, there's nothing to forgive. Carter's going to do one of two things. He's either going to give up his fortune and marry me, or he's going to keep his fortune and not marry me.
What do you mean, give up his fortune? You certainly wouldn't marry him without his fortune. I mean, wouldn't that make a difference to you? I mean, you certainly wouldn't expect him to be like an ordinary person after being waited on hand and foot all his life and having servants by the bushel and all the rest of it.
No, Edie, I don't expect that. That's just the point. I think it would be a terrible mistake to ask him or expect him or want him or even be willing to have him give up so much for me.
Well, then what's he talking about? Don't let him do it. Tell him he can't.
I think you're right, Edie. That's exactly what I'm going to do, once and for all. I'm going to tell him that he can't.
Well, that's a relief.
I'm also going to tell him that I can't. That I can't definitely face the future with all that wealth. And for that reason, I'm going to give him back his engagement ring.
My stars, Peggy, you must be out of your mind. Mrs. Young, don't let her talk like that. Don't even let her think like that. Why, she couldn't give back his ring. Oh, why, my stars, she'll never get another ring like that as long as she lives. I mean, Carter Trent's ring. Oh, she...
You know, Edie, it's a funny thing you're coming in like this. You're talking that way. Certainly made everything very clear to me. Yes, I'm going to break my engagement to Carter Trent, no matter what it does to me, no matter how much it hurts. And I'm going to break it now, once and for all.
And so, in a left-handed sort of way, Edie has had considerable influence in helping Peggy come to a clean-cut decision. For Carter's sake, she won't marry him. We'll be back in just a moment after this message. Tomorrow, Mr. Walter brings a prospective buyer to look at the Young's home. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.